It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right. What have you got in store for us this week?
Oh, man, we've got so many things going on. I barely know where to start, but let me just start by saying if you're not a member of Explore Elk, and this is not the Elk and Valley Trails, we want you to be a part of us, too, of course, and volunteer. You can get on our website and Facebook and volunteer to do some of the work, great work we're doing here in town. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to make friends and make something great for the community. But the thing I was going to say was check out Explore Elkin if you don't know about it. Jeff Edson, GMB Oil, and those folks, you know, a whole bunch of folks are working on Explore Elkin. And one of the events they're going to have on our trail is a spring hike from Elkin all the way to got special permission to be at Carter Falls. So we're going to walk up that way. It's going to be a special event because Carter Falls is not quite open yet. There's a lot of details that probably nobody wants to hear about, but we have to get a, you know, we're working real carefully. Thanks to Dan Park and his family, we're going to be able to have a great opportunity for hiking, biking, coming in from the top from horses, not on the falls, of course, but getting close to it eventually, but it's not quite open yet. We've got leasing arrangements to set up with Wilkes County. They're the ones that are facilitating this. A great big shout-out to Eddie Settle for being instrumental in getting this process going. We'll have a big rollout, big invitation, big grand opening at some point. But in the meantime, we are going to schedule this hike, so you can check with Explore Elkin and Elkin Valley Trails to find out about that. Some of the other things that are going on right now, we've got a history component and a lot. There's about nine people working on the source and location of what's called Allen Forge in the Allen Settlement, which people keep was the original town before the original Jonesville. That was Allentown, Allen Settlement. But it's interesting when we've started looking at the maps that Allen Settlement was actually in Elkin as well, which is kind of cool, and David Allen owned this forge, and a bunch of us are searching for any knowledge about the Allen Forge, so if you know anything about it, we'd love to hear about it. Second piece of fun thing we're doing is Brandon and Julie Osteen have bought the Gentry property and are putting in a vineyard up at the top of Carter Falls. They're going to have a wedding venue there and food and that sort of thing eventually, but they've got the grapes planted, and they've built a house up there, and but while through that process, they found a tombstone, and it was kind of, they didn't know whose it was, but they got it cleaned up, and they found the date was in the 1700s, and it turned out a William Harris was buried there, and it turned out this William Harris was a bodyguard for General George Washington during the Revolutionary War. So that's going to be a nice historic site. There's lots of history that's been unearthed. The trail will go right by that, of course. And we're excited about that. The vineyard's going to be called Harris Fields Vineyard. So another nice piece of history. So if people have knowledge about Allen Forge, that old history about Harris Fields and William Harris, or if they know about a creek called Mining Creek that was at one time, people have called a little, what we call Crooked Creek now, where we're getting ready to build a culvert to extend the trail. Some people have called that Mining Creek, and we're thinking that maybe that forge may be up near there somewhere. So that's the kind of history things that are going on. How are we doing for time now?
30 seconds.
Oh, boy. So the Friends of the Mountain, the Sea Trail is coming here, annual meeting March 23rd, 24th, and 5th. We're going to have the Overmountain Victory Trails, and the Redcoats are coming. They said we're going to have British soldiers here encamped. From, you know, Revolutionary War period, and the 6th North Carolina Revolutionary Guard, and a big encampment. Hope everybody will come out and enjoy that. Last year we had about 800 people come to that. For the Friends of the Mountain, the Sea Trail last year, annual meeting, we had 350 folks come. So a lot of people are coming, spending the night, and checking out all the cool things we have here. And I didn't even get a chance to talk about the five or six properties going east that we're currently working on, thanks to many, many people. I'll talk about that next time. But Will Dillinger and Leslie Slender are working real hard on trying to work on our plan to develop a river walk and all that's in the Elk and Valley Trails right now. That's going on. Join us and look at, check us out on the Facebook and website, which we are currently revamping. And join us as a volunteer. Send your name in. If you want to help, we'll find something for you to do to make this whole thing better for everybody. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Bill Blackler, with this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery.